Private Sex Advice to Women by R.B. Armitage. Lesson 4. Gestation or Pregnancy. Gestation is the act of carrying young in the uterus from the time of conception to that of parturition. Conception occurs at the moment of the impregnation of the ovum. Parturition is the act of delivery or childbirth. Pregnancy is the state of being with child. The terms period of gestation and period of pregnancy, respectively, are employed by medical authorities to designate the time during which the mother carries the young within her own body, from the moment of the impregnation of the ovum until the moment of the final delivery of the child into the outer world. The term of pregnancy in woman continues for over 9 calendar months, or 10 lunar months, from about 275 to 280 days, though in exceptional cases it may be terminated in 7 calendar months, or, on the other hand, may continue for 10 calendar months. The usual method is to figure 280 days from the first day of the last menstruation. A simple method of calculating the probable date of delivery is as follows. Count back 3 months, then add 7 days, and you will have the date of probable delivery. Example: a woman's first day of last menstruation is March 28th. Counting back 3 months gives us December 28th, and adding 7 days to this gives us January 4th as the probable date of delivery. There will always be a possible margin of a few days before or after the ascertained probable date, but the delivery will very closely approximate said date. Ignore the shortage of days in February in this calculation, the same being covered by the general margin allowed. Development of the impregnated ovum. In the preceding lesson, we terminated our consideration of the impregnated ovum at the time at which, under the process of segmentation, the primitive trace had appeared. This primitive trace appears as an opaque streak or straight line, formed by an aggregation of cells of a distinctive quality. This delicate trace, or streak, is the first indication of the form of the coming child. It is the basis, pattern, or mold in or around which the spinal column is to be formed, and around which the entire young body is to be developed by the wonderful and intricate processes